folks. Welcome to the first East Texas News Roundup for 2019. I'm here with the whole gang. Megan from Crockett.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, Megan. Jason from Trinity County.
Get ready to rumble!
The newly merged Trinity County News Standard.
Yes.
And Tim Martin, our color coordinator and pod partner from Crime Behind the Pine Curtain.
Hi, everyone.
Jacob in San Jacinto County is staying on that side of the lake because as we record this, we're under a flash flood warning. And if you're ever around that dam, it's hard to get back and forth across.
Oh, yes.
And Chris is here from the east side of the big thicket.
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
Hey, Chris, how are things in Tyler County?
Wet, nasty, gray.
And, scary.
Scary, yes.
Scary. Because we just got word shortly before we recorded this from Sheriff Brian Weatherford that they made two more arrests related to the murder that the Texas Rangers and ATF are already investigating, that a woman was motoring down the road in Fred and came up behind a car and they were fighting inside the car. And then the door pops open. It looks like a female occupant's about to jump out of the car.
Right.
And they pull to the side and girl jumps in and tells them, what'd she say, Chris, when she got in the car? Do you remember?
You know, this information is very fresh to me.
They're trying to kill me.
Came up right after I left, rather. But this brings the arrest tally to what, five involved
five.
With this?
Yes.
Particular, and it's like you said, it's scary. I mean, you know, we rarely have any kind of nefarious activity of anything approaching this happen in Tyler County, but it seems like when we do, it's bizarre and it's a doozy.
Yeah, these guys were driving along. They told her they were acting on the guy that's in jail in Woodville and charged with capital murder. His name is Christopher Paulette.
Correct.
And they said they are tying up loose ends for him.
So was she related to the lady that was killed?
Not related. The man who was found at the scene with his hands bound. We still do not have an ID on him. But a few days after that arrest, two people were arrested for hanging around there at the residence.
Right.
So it has the outward appearance. No one in law enforcement is commenting.
Right.
But it has the appearance that they may have been there for a little amateur pharmaceutical business.
Mm.
And that it seems like that and guns are involved because we already know the ATF is involved in the investigation.
They should have read the paper so they would know not
to do it. See what happens when you don't.
Buy the paper.
Stay exactly. And watch the Facebook page.
Yes,
when
you, the Facebook.
Drug dealer is in jail and you drive up at the house.
Not a good idea.
You know, you're going to get unexpected company.
Right. And, you know, like Valerie was saying, there's still a lot that we don't know that's still unfolding about this case. Like, we don't know cause of death yet of the victim, and we don't know exactly why the ATF and Texas Rangers are involved, but there are things we can speculate upon, and the involvement of possible hate groups being one of those things.
Yeah. Of the two people most recently arrested, one is from Corrigan and one is from Silsbee.
That's a long stretch of highway.
Yeah. If you go and visit Crime Behind the Pine Curtain blog, posted an update there, and you could see these young men's booking photos. They're yearbook shots for the Trinity County Jail.
Yes.
Not
nice.
Trinity County. Tyler County.
Jail. Yeah, our mug shots in Tyler County aren't quite as glamorous as the ones in Trinity County.
Yeah.
Had some excellent camera work, though. I have to give a shout out to Sheriff Weatherford. These were really high quality mug shots.
Oh,
yes. With his little stripes in the background.
Now, Trinity County's had a couple of interesting arrests recently. About 2 weeks ago, this woman was wanted for theft in the Trinity Cove neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And her car got stuck, like, in the yard of the house that she burglarized.
Aww.
Disappeared for about 3 days, but then they found her and the two people who were harboring her, and all three of them were arrested.
Yep.
And then last week, they caught somebody in connection with the burglary back in September in Channelview.
Nice. Words of Joe Kenda, my oh my.
Yeah. My oh my oh my. Yeah, if your fugitive felon friend comes to stay, go ahead and call Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
So that you can get a reward instead of a free TV tray dinner at the jail.
Right.
Yeah. That's
we had a car chase.
Oh,
wow.
On Saturday. Have y'all been around the loop in Crockett?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She
oh,
went
yes.
around 4.5 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, really?
Now,
who won the race?
The big loop or the roundabout?
Well, the Crockett loop.
304. That roundabout, he'd be suicidal.
So it was like if you could have been in a helicopter, it would have been like the games, the little race cars we had when we were kids. It just went round and round.
I guess he thought it was Indianapolis 500 or something.
I thought I was going to lose Rob Ford and Crockett once because he got on the roundabout and couldn't figure out how to get out.
Man, that
there's just
tricky.
A little circle, and he's like calling on his Bluetooth on the phone. Val! Hang a right.
Good old Rob.
Yeah. That's what happened when you're a drummer. But.
So anyway, aside from scary criminal activities in Tyler County, this morning we just swore in some brand new elected officials. Mm-hmm. And a few incumbents. And
one new one.
One new one. And the big news, I mean, they're all very important positions. But Lucas Babin, who's the son of the congressman who represents both Polk and Tyler counties in his congressional district. Well, Brian Babin, that is the congressman, but his son Lucas was just sworn in as DA, and Brian was there on hand to swear in Sonny Boy. And it was a great time. And there were a lot of people there. A lot of people braved the elements.
Did you ask Daddy Babin about the government shutdown?
You know, I didn't ask him about it. He alluded to it a little bit in some remarks he made before the swearing in. Basically, he summed up what's going on thusly, that country is more divided now than it's ever been, but he believes that we'll come back together soon, sooner than later. You know, it's a brand new year, so here's to wishful thinking.
Can't we all just get along?
No. No. I don't think
barely not.
Always conflict, yeah. Man. It's always.
We have, yeah, because I mean, and it's been kind of alarming. I have a couple of friends who are amazed that I can always find crime to put on the front of the Enterprise. There's no trick to it. It's happening, but right. It is. We're not trying to make fun of anybody or ostracize anybody, but when you think about who our main demographic is, we have a lot of older, slightly vulnerable people. And they need to be warned. We had New Year's Day. Somebody kicked in a door of an elderly resident, and I don't have all the details on that. Somebody barging into your house uninvited is always disturbing. But if you have mobility problems or you've just had a whole lot of birthdays, that can be a very frightening situation. So they took his phone and his stuff and moved on down the road. But I was over in Groveton yesterday, Jason.
We
talked about that. Yeah, Judge Murphy and I motored over, and Travis Kitchens was sworn in. As 258th district judge, and he brought up one of my mentors, Joe Price, the late great district attorney for Trinity County, and talked about a lot of folks there and saw Travis's former law partner,
Joe Scott Evans.
I renewed my bid to be on emergency standby status should I ever need him. He's a good defense attorney, divorce attorney. I'm cured of divorce at present, so
I plan on not having one of those either.
I found the cure. Let's see, it's January, so I've been divorced nearly 12 years. I have found the cure.
Don't smooch, and then you can't get married, get divorced.
That's
so no smooching.
I'm looking for a wealthy man on the ventilator.
No smooching required.
The Anna Nicole Smith kind of approach
Yes. I wonder if there's a dating app for those people.
I'm sure.
I'm sure there is.
I just want to make this clear now for future reference. Uh-huh. If I'm 98 and rich on a ventilator and someone who looks like Anna Nicole is hanging around the house, y'all leave her alone.
Okay. Noted.
Man, when you've got 1 3/4 of feet on the banana peel, you've got to get your jolly somehow. Right.
So. Might as well let the last few days be
she
good.
She pushed his, you know, you need a lot of help when you're in that situation. She pushed his wheelchair and wrangled his caregivers, and his son was mighty pissed.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he can get over it.
Yeah.
What, he gave up $400 million out of $3 billion?
Woo-hoo. Yeah,
yeah. What's the playboy?
Hugh Hefner.
His wife, they were going to get married, and then she left him right before the altar, and then she came back in their little prenup that said that she wouldn't get any money after he died.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Attaboy, Hugh.
What's the point?
I'm with you. What's the point?
Well, Megan, give us advice. You're the only one of us that's married.
Well, I'm married. I'm the cougar, so...
Oh, you're the cougar.
Yeah, he's 3 years younger. Okay. He was joking last night that he was going to get a younger copy.
What? Me. But she can't buy beer, can she? If he got a younger
Look, if you're going to call yourself a cougar on air, you have to do the noise one time.
So, cougars and such, interesting rabbit hole here. So, here we are, 2019, 2 days, well, almost 2 full days into it.
Well, we're recording this on Wednesday night as the...
Right. It's almost 3 days.
So as that nasty cold front is roaring in, so...
This is true. Does anybody here in our midst, do any of y'all make any New Year's resolutions and have you... Or are y'all for the most part, just jaded enough to not even...
Buy a house.
Fool with it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going organic. So January 1st is like the prelude to my birthday on January 28th. Mm-hmm. So I have like 26 days now to be all organic.
26 days of Megan, you know, my...
Yeah.
So let me give you a $50 tip, okay?
Okay.
Get a couple of long fluorescent lights and go buy one of the metal racks from Walmart, the shelves. And if you get the little planter boxes, long trays, mm-hmm. put some potting soil in it and throw sunflower seeds and radish seeds and all that. Sprouts grow in 7 days in the house under those lights. And you can have all organic sprouts every 7 days.
Maybe. Well, I'm not that type of person. But I've learned Kroger has an organic line called The Simple Truth.
Yes.
I'm really excited about it.
I recommend it.
Kroger has some of the best in-house products of any grocery store ever. Like when I lived in NAC, I used to buy everything from Kroger. Now, HEB, I'm a fan of too.
Yeah, I love some HEB. We just need a bigger HEB. Hear me, Charles. Hear me.
What is Crockett has a Kroger?
No, I live in Wells, and that's about 20 minutes from NAC.
They have a Kroger. NAC has two of them, actually. Yeah. One on University Drive and then the big one on North Street.
Well, old Tim and I were down here in Livingston with our choice between Berkshire's HEB Pantry and Walmart.
Yep. There are no more. But Valero for milk, because they have the best prices.
Do they?
They do. Buy your milk at Valero.
Do you mean really Valero or the Circle K that used to be a Valero?
Well, Valero, and I can't keep up with which is Circle K or Valero anymore. But yeah, if it says Valero outside, that's it.
So is that down in Goodrich or Goodrich?
Well, there's one in Goodrich on the highway. There's 146 and then on Alaska.
146 is Circle K now.
But I think they still have the good milk prices.
Okay.
That's interesting because gas stations are... You know, gas station milk prices are usually through the roof, man.
Well, I think Dollar General blew that model out of the market because you have so many food deserts, and that's kind of their mission.
Right.
If y'all are wondering about why we have a Dollar General or a Family Dollar every 100 feet, it's so that you can walk to the store and get bread and milk.
And if you ever visit Wells, it has the nicest Dollar General I've ever been in.
Yeah, and you guys just got a little, like a B&B, a scaled down Berkshire Brothers.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, drive through there sometimes.
We're getting another Dollar General.
Livingston?
Where Payless used to be, over there in the...
Really? So that's...
Next to Burger King, that shopping center there.
You can walk from Dollar General to Dollar General.
Right.
Let's go.
Tour the Dollar Stores.
I did ask at Christmas when I was making some emergency runs. I went to the Dollar General that's right by the apartments by Berkshire Brothers, and they said they're not closing. I assumed they were going to move from
but they're not.
That shopping center to the next shopping center down.
But they said
they're staying because they have
Dollar General.
Lots and lots and lots of walk-in traffic there.
See what it's like to live in the big city of Livingston instead of Wells, where they have $1 General. We have 13.
I have lived smaller places. I even served out a sentence in Madisonville. They were short an editor, and I spent 2 weeks in a haunted B&B there.
The good old Woodbine.
The Woodbine, yes. But I think I was pretty protected because my granddad's buried in North Zulch, and I just immediately sicked granddad on their ghost. And
why is it haunted? Who's haunting it?
Oh, a lady. She doesn't like when men come to stay there.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like, she bangs on the walls and does all kinds of weird stuff when they put a man in one of the rooms, and I can't remember which one it is. But the owner just says that she finally figured it out and puts men on the other side of the building.
That's kind of like my last marriage. Yep. Or how it ended up.
The men on the other side of the building?
Well, she sent me away.
Oh.
And did a lot of yelling when I went in the house. She didn't like me in the house.
Well, when I had kids, I didn't pack up and go, but I pretty much beat feet myself. But
man, y'all are hating on marriage. I highly do recommend it.
You're good at it. I mean, I'm just not trainable.
And I just like to make fun of myself.
I know. Yeah. I just got to represent the positive.
It's great for a lot of people. But
it is.
Is it a fine institution if you want to be institutionalized? Was that Will Rogers?
It is a beautiful partnership between two people that love each other and want babies, okay?
And we discovered the key is to watch chick flicks and Harry Potter together.
And
chick flicks and Harry Potter.
That's what she told us last time.
And the woman has to be older than the man. And, it works.
You have to add the sound in every time you say that.
Rawr. There you go. Valerie got it.
The sound of the cougar woman.
Let's talk about, since she said we're hating on married couples, the hate groups. We were talking about hate groups earlier.
Yeah, before we went on the air, we were kind of talking about, because the Southern Poverty Law Center does do a hate map and talk about groups. And East Texas, that kind of ties into something that our state representative was talking to me about, that they do map groups that they just widespread label people. Hey, if you go to this kind of church, or if you're this color, or if you like to ride a unicycle while you're playing your accordion, we hate you. We don't care. But somewhere in our area, there is a hate group.
They do. I found a name. I'm not going to say the name. But,
and also, I think it's important for our friends who have a strong faith that they claim to be Christians. And so I think when you don't do everything that Jesus stood up on the mount and said, be, you know, all those bees, and they are none of those, that, you know, folks need to kind of claim their own identity.
They do. But the one here, I had a real estate client from California that's moving here, and he found it and looked it up, and he sent me a message, said, you're on the list of 55 hate groups in Texas. Now, I didn't know what he was talking about, and I didn't even know that list existed, so I looked it up, and we have the Yeshua Dual Seed Christian Ministry.
Mm-hmm. And but they are not very Christian.
They're not very Christian, and the reason they're listed as a hate group is because dual seed means that they believe that Eve and the serpent were intimate, and Cain was actually the child of the serpent, and that's what they believe.
Yeah.
So Abel, of course, was Adam's son. Mm-hmm. So the white people, the white European people, are the descendants of Abel. The Jewish people, and they specifically point them out, in anyone of any other color, is the descendant of Cain. So in their mind, only white people are the chosen people.
Well,
and everyone else is second class, which is crazy.
With the crime that we started at the beginning of the podcast with, white people are capable of some pretty terrible stuff.
Yeah, white people can suck. And in our community, the reality is where we live. We live in a primarily white community, and the white people are the primary crime problem.
Yes.
Right. That way in Trinity, too. Kind of going hand in hand with that, where you've got horrible crime, where there's heavy drug use or drug dealing involved, there are hate groups that are involved in that world, whether it's dealing or manufacture of certain substances.
Because meth is our epidemic drug problem, and that is the drug of choice among pasty white Americans.
It is.
And
it is.
Women. I mean, our biggest jail housing issue now is because our jails were, by and large, not built to house large groups of women. If they get hooked on meth, they are doing all kinds of criminal activity to get that.
Yeah, meth is terrible. Terrible. It is the devil.
Mm-hmm. And back in my EMS days, it used to be that the meth labs blew up all the time. Now they have a different way to cook it that seems to be less volatile. But you would be flying people to the burn center, and the meth has burned out all their pain receptors. So there is no drug you can give them that will stop their pain. All you can do is knock them out while their burns are healing.
Wow.
So if you are awake, you are in agonizing pain, which they have to wake you up a certain amount. But yeah, you talk about no morphine, none of that stuff will even work because it's just basic chemistry. If you burn out those pain receptors, there's nothing, they can't be blocked.
And it's in everyone's town. Does anyone here live, because we all live in different towns.
Right? Yeah.
Does anyone here not have a meth problem in their town?
Well, and I cover law enforcement for nearly all the papers, and they all have big bad meth stuff going on. So,
yeah, and it's always, you know, in our area, in our generally speaking, whether you're talking about Polk County or Tyler County or Trinity County, you know, you have enough woodlands and enough where people can operate under the guise of anonymity, more or less go off the grid, as it were, and are able to get away with it. Whereas, you know, in a larger area, it'd be a little harder to pull that kind of thing off, whether you're talking about cooking or buying and using habitually.
Well, when you're cooking it, it smells awful.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is, I've never smelled it. I went in the old Smith gas station that's closed across from Melbo's.
Okay.
It was Smith's gas station. Mm-hmm. I went in there one time, stopped to use the restroom. It was after it was closed, but they had restrooms so you could stop there. Mm-hmm. And it was one
only
of those.
Only a man would do that.
Well, it was one of those. It was one of those, I need to stop.
Oh, yeah.
And, But I went over there. The door was locked. And I jiggled the door. And then this lady said, hang on a minute.
Oh, no.
So anyway, she comes walking out, and I could tell that she was a user of something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lack of teeth, and hang on a minute. She walks out.
She's probably like 35, but looked like she was 80.
80, yeah. She walks out, and I walked in. There's this terrible, terrible odor. So I was talking to a friend of mine that's a policeman later, and I was trying to describe it. He said, oh, man, you just smelled crack for the first time. I mean, it was a rough odor, and she'd been in there smoking crack in that bathroom.
Oh, man.
And it was, if I ever smell it again, I'll recognize it. I can tell you that.
Smell that you never forget. You don't want to.
Are you checking, Megan?
No, I was yawning.
Yes. Okay. She didn't want to go,
We try to be respectful.
You were born her with a meth time.
No, I'm just tired.
She's a good girl. Mm-hmm. She doesn't mess with anything.
For the past 6 years, I've been a good girl.
Okay.
Some of the school districts in Trinity County have...
Talk about that after.
Don't meth with me programs. Oh,
that is cute. A Rotary program.
Yeah, they do that here in Livingston too, right? They did.
It started here with me and three other people.
Oh, wow.
Blair McDonald. Really? Yeah. Because, again, these were people that I hung out with, and they were fascinated that we had so much crime, and we talked about it, and they got some grants. Alabama Cushata were one of the early people that helped support that program and get them started, and it introduces kids, hopefully before a dealer approaches them. But a lot of the kids that come through that program, they already have a parent or some adult in their lives that they've come in contact with it. We've got a lot of kids that, between the prison and other 24-hour-a-day employers, that if they're school age, they may not see an adult all week long. And, you know, they catch up on the weekend when they get off the school schedule. But once they get out of that early elementary phase, they may not see mom or dad during the week if they're...
So it's easy to be susceptible to...
So you are more susceptible to any kind of peer pressure. And we want it to be positive and talk about all the stuff that goes into meth. You've got lighter fluid, battery acid, decongestants, and baking soda. I mean, it's all things that when you sit there and look at the ingredients, it doesn't look like a tasty recipe for oatmeal cookies. Drano is in there.
I was very honest with my kids about that stuff, actually to the point of people saying, Tim, you can't tell your children that.
Well, somebody else will if you don't.
I don't know if I can say. I'm going to say on the air what I said to them, mm-hmm. and if anyone wants to cut it out, they can. But I told my kids, I said, look, bottom line is if you do crack or you do meth, you're going to wind up on your knees in front of someone paying for it. Mm-hmm. And that is the worst place you'll ever be in your mm-hmm. life. So please don't do it. Right. I tried to scare them.
Yeah.
Because that is, every one of them winds up having to find a way to pay for it.
Yeah. And my kids probably got exposed to things because of the nature of my work and me being a single mom. Single mom and having to run and take pictures of the strip club in Groveton getting raided or something like that.
I would have been happy to be your son. They were
not intimately involved in that goings on, but they knew that I was down the street at the courthouse and why.
Yeah. I was very sheltered. I didn't know what a certain type of like different beers was until I turned 20 and I was a waitress. Yeah. They asked for a Heineken and I was like, what? What is that?
You grew up in Wales?
No. I grew up everywhere. It's funny. Sheltered religious home.
Good for you. Before, good for your parents.
Yeah.
Before absolutely. I ever met Megan, before I ever worked with her, I'd met her years ago. I'm sure of it because she used to work at this bar that I used to hang out in mm-hmm. Nacogdoches for quite a while. And then, Rita's was the place. They had Heineken. Maybe I ordered it. I don't know.
No, I was 18 then and I was still super sheltered because that was a big party crowd, but I didn't party. It wasn't until I worked at Applebee's where I became corrupted.
How did that go over coming from the sheltered Christian home and saying, Mom, Dad, I got a new job at the bar?
Well, Applebee's, there's a bar in it, but it's a family restaurant. Okay. Rita's. They didn't really like it was a restaurant. And then about 10 o'clock, it turned into
a bar.
Yeah. And I'd come home with like my smoke was so thick on my clothes. Oh, they didn't like that's it. Back but when
you could smoke in there.
And you were like the 97th kid to go to college when your family, weren't you?
Yes.
97th?
No, seventh.
Seventh?
But they were fine with it.
Well, my mother-in-law said after four, it doesn't matter how many you have.
No, yeah, it's true.
You just have to, you're in zone defense anyway, so.
I just had three and I'm done, I hope.
Hopefully I'll have twins.
Yeah.
One
twins,
and
get it done. Hey, they got those great shots now.
No, I mean, whatever. I'm on infertility drugs.
Are
so
you? Okay.
Yeah, obviously, it could be. We'll find out at the end of the month.
Could be twins.
Oh, hey.
Well, I hope so. We're going to say a prayer.
We're all going to think happy thoughts. We have the opposite problem in my family. We'll give you some fertile myrtle magic.
Baby dust. Mojo. Give me baby some baby dust.
Baby
fertile
dust.
Mojo.
Because, you know, the Army told my husband and I that we weren't going to have kids, and we had to. He had another surprise later in life, but I just had to. And then my daughter has seven. So
well, there you go.
Seven? Wow.
Yeah. And she homeschools too. She's a super mom.
Oh my gosh. Bless her heart.
Yeah, Melissa's a super mom.
Man, that's about the size of my graduating class.
Where'd you graduate?
Coleman Hill.
We've got five grandkids, five and under. So.
Wow.
Wowzers.
And then two big ones.
I have 19 nieces and nephews and a second great grandchild on the way. Great niece or nephew.
But you're actually launching another project for people that kind of struggled to be moms. Do you want to talk about that or do we want to cut this off here?
It's whatever. So, well, in June, I launched a project called the Rowan's Bear.
I have a Rowan's Bear shirt, and it's a great thing.
So, I lost a pregnancy at 12 weeks about 2 weeks ago, and we named that child Rowan. And so,
no, 2 years ago, right?
Two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And so just so when after I lost that baby the week afterwards, like my arms just felt empty. Mm-hmm. And it's called the empty loss or empty arms syndrome, mm-hmm. where your body like craves the pregnancy you lost. And so
you're flooded with all those fantastic hormones that make you, that empower you to nurture that baby. But then if you,
it's literally like your body's mourning what you lost. And so I partnered with Birchwood Trading Company. They have stuffed animals and like Hallmark stores, just different products. Because I bought a bear. My sister bought a bear for me right after. Anyways, I've had that bear and I've slept with it. It's like a comfort. And it got really quiet. No.
I don't think
it's it's a wow kind of story. Keep going.
But they haven't ever. We're the only two that have ever been pregnant, I guess.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I partnered with that company. They're so gracious. To offer the bears at cost and shipping for only $15. And parents that have gone through loss request, put in a request through rowansbear.org, and we're able to send bears for free, for no charge to those families, so that they have something to hold on and to remember their child.
So it's a great project. I think most of us have known friends that have lost a baby, a badly wanted child. So, you know, if you want to connect with Rowan's Bear, hit that on Facebook or her website, rowansbear.org.
Spell it, please.
Rowansbear. Wait, BEAR.org.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And we're on Facebook. We're active on Instagram, all under @rowansbear.
Yeah.
So
it's a great project for everybody who's lots of great moms out there just haven't quite given birth to a baby they could bring home. So we want to do that.
As well, because our first pregnancy was a miscarriage. So, and I remember her going through some of that. And I had no idea of something you're talking about. So I think that's pretty fabulous, pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's when I just launched another like social media campaign called #1in4. Because 1 in 4 women go through loss. 1 in 8 couples go through infertility. And it's hard and it's lonely. It can be people say rude comments, questions that are just unnecessary. And I just want to help break that silence and help bring some hope to those families.
Sure.
Plus, that's a what did I do wrong kind of moment in your life.
Where you hate yourself, you hate your body.
Yeah. Questioning. Thankfully, we're making a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. So more people will avoid that experience.
Yeah.
But we need to reach out and embrace everybody and help them through that. And it takes a village. Mm-hmm. I know that the person who said that, it wasn't popular for saying that, but it really does. You know, everybody needs help raising kids.
In case you don't know who said that, it was Hillary Clinton.
She won a Grammy for that audiobook.
That's why, did she?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, you know, even somebody that, you know, folks in East Texas may not be super supportive of, all moms know you don't do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Moms are the most impressive people in the history of the world, though.
Well, dads are okay,
moms,
too.
But moms,
they got to open that jar once in a while. No.
when you see a mom going through the grocery store, mm-hmm, with a kid on the hip, a grocery cart, a kid in the basket, and another one running in circles, and they're still shopping and getting, mm-hmm, their stuff, that's impressive. Because, mm-hmm, we can't do that. We just put the kids down and go buy our groceries and hope they show up.
That's why now have those kid leashes. The kid, when they're about three, it's really hard to hold their hand. So you slap that Velcro on them and they're dragging to the backpack. But
and this still trips me out to see in public, though, kids on the leash.
I'll invite you to the grocery store with my crew sometime and you'll understand it. Because it's not very fun. I mean, we can't do visual on the podcast. But when if you're three and you have to keep your arm over your head for about 30 minutes, it's, you know, a lot of people don't like the look, the optics of it. But it's way easier than throwing your shoulder out of joint.
Well, mm-hmm, the nice thing is almost all of our listeners have kids, so they will have lived it.
Or they know a kid.
Or they know a kid. They will have lived it. And you have any, Jace?
He does.
I do.
Do you have to put them on leashes?
He has a little Spider-Man.
No, I put him in the basket, and he likes riding in the basket.
Man, I used to love riding in the basket when I was at age two. That's the most fun.
Well, I still love riding in the basket.
Get older.
We had just the 30 of us. We had just the 30 of us over for Christmas, and so we had JT, the youngest, just started walking. Max is two. And Riley will be three in April. And that's a crew, just those three.
That's a crew.
Then we've more. A grandchild for everyone.
Grandchild for everyone. Speaking of which, how old are you, Megan? You can't. Okay, don't answer that question.
Okay.
You look very young. And you said you have a great nephew?
Niece. I have a great niece. She's one.
She's one. So you have a much older sibling.
13 years older. How old do you think I am?
I'm guessing mid to late 20s.
I'll be 32.
32?
January 28th.
Well, you're kind of getting old now. Mm-mm.
So you're just 3 months younger than my younger daughter.
Okay.
So they, because I had at the swearing in yesterday, it's one of the folks said, you know, you have a kid in your 30s. And it's like, yeah, my younger kid. But, well, we're hoping everybody got the year off to a great start. Be safe. Stay warm. Don't pick up hitchhikers. Look out for that person in your circle who might be getting taken advantage of. What else do we need to remind people about?
Especially don't get picked up in Tyler County these days.
Right.
Good point. And also with this weather.
Don't hide fugitives in your house.
Yeah. Don't
do meth.
Don't do meth. But also along the lines of Mother Nature and what she can do. If you're on the road and you see water on the road or you see signs indicating water ahead, turn around. Don't drown.
Exactly. Turn around. Don't drown. Give you a couple of do's. Do stay inside. Netflix in warm. Chill. We're chilly enough.
Watch Bird Box.
Bird Box.
No.
Rest in peace, Mean Gene Okerlund.
I know, Mean Gene. Rest in peace. 2019 already claimed a legend. Forgot.
Do him, Jason. Do him.
Ric Flair. Mean Gene.
All right.
Go to rowansbear.com.
Go to org.
Rowansbear.com.
Check out the Chamber of Commerce in your area. It's Chamber Banquet season. We're going to find out who the Polk County of the Year is someday soon this month.
There's disc golf coming to Crockett.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Disc golf.
So we need a team building exercise out there, huh?
Yes.
What is disc golf?
Well, it's basically golf with frisbees.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They have little baskets where you like toss it in. I'm not an athletic person, so I'm learning as I go.
Well, I was.
You'll be athletic.
I was. I was married to a hippie once, a hippie Aggie, and I had to learn how to chunk a mean frisbee.
Speaking of golf and such, you know, I never got to my New Year's resolution, and I guess this goes in with it because I had to be pretty athletic and everything. I'm a hillbilly hippie, so used to play a lot of disc golf and this and that. But I guess, you know, my New Year's resolution, and I never make resolutions, but I'm making an exception for 2019. And I'm thinking of making a new resolution for each month of the year. And this month, I'm going to get on my bike and start riding again, which I used to be real active before I moved back to Tyler County and got back into the lifestyle of fried food and sitting behind a desk a lot, you know, so... active is the first step.
I'll ride with you.
Attaboy.
Little sister and I, we've been talking about riding because she blew out a knee on vacation right before Christmas and right after Thanksgiving. But we're talking about riding. And, you know, here in Polk County, there is a huge ride that happens every Sunday morning.
There is every Sunday. I actually, 2 years ago, I rode the 65-mile Freedom Ride. I rode that. It was painful at the end.
Yeah.
That's epic, bro.
I rode that. I couldn't do it today. I've got to get back in it.
I'll have to consult with my rheumatologist and see if I can do that.
No, doctors can't tell you if you can ride a bicycle. Just get on and start pedaling. And pedal till you can't pedal anymore. Stop, take a break, and then pedal again. It's not hard.
I know who's driving the SAG truck anyway. So anyway. All right. So everybody get off to a fresh start. Be careful. Stay inside. Don't turn around. Don't drown. What else?
Do something good for yourself, too. It's a new year. If you want to, you know, bring about a new you, so to speak, do something nice for yourself.
I mean, so we'll go find some cool veggie recipes and post them. Mm-hmm.
And Happy New Year. We're on like 6 minutes of saying goodbye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I suck at goodbyes anyway. So.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us at the East Texas News Roundup. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.